Please walk east on St. Joseph Boulevard until you reach 12th Avenue. Cross the street and go west on St. Joseph Boulevard up to the college property fence and then stop. From this vantage point, you can see the first building in the convent complex, the Villa Anna Boarding School. On May 1, 1861, the Daughters of St. Anne took possession of the Simpson Manor. After considering the religious order's financial situation, the Bishop of Montreal thought it would be prudent to open only the boarding school and to postpone transferring the mother house and the novitiate to Lachine. The sisters, assigned to setting up the manor, had their work cut out for them. They had to make all the necessary renovations to the house themselves in order to make it a suitable boarding school. Meanwhile, Father Pichet used his influence and enrollments quickly grew. On September 2nd, the Villa Anna Boarding School, which in 1876 became the St. Anne Boarding School, opened its doors to 68 students, 20 of whom were boarders. The number of boarders later increased to such a point that the sisters had to cross the Chemin du Roi every night to sleep in the attic of the warehouse, which they nicknamed the Ottawa Hotel after a well-known establishment of the time. The main floor of the warehouse was already being used as classroom space for the day students. When the school outgrew the manor, boldness dictated building, but the Sisters of St. Anne were facing a serious financial problem. Authorized by François Zéphirin Tassé, the local member of the provincial legislature, to use rock extracted from the canal, the sisters undertook to build the east annex of the manor. It had an area of 110 by 60 feet or 30.48 by 18.28 meters and was completed in September 1864. At the time, the building was surmounted by a steeple on which stood a statue of Mary Immaculate. In 1873, it was violently struck by lightning, which scattered fragments that caused damage. In fact, the bust of the statue fell through the roof and came to rest on some thin strips of wood, sparing, by supernatural forces, the novices who were asleep in the dormitory. Today, a cross has replaced the statue on the steeple. If you look closely at the building, you can see a juncture in this wing, marking an extension that was built in 1888. Walk along St. Joseph Boulevard, heading west, and stop in front of 1300. Select stump number 9.